When I first adopted my mutt, Abby, 10 years ago, I did not automatically love her as I thought I would. It was horrible, the ambivalence I had. It was precisely what I hoped to cure myself of by welcoming her into my life. I feared it was the reason I was single, the root of why I couldn't even imagine having kids. I seemed unable to find that expansive place in my heart to allow others, even this needy little mutt, in. I was a busy young professional living in D.C. I didn't own a car, so I had a friend drive me to the pet shelter one glorious Saturday morning. I came upon a kennel containing what appeared to be a small German shepherd, black saddle across her back and brown legs and white chest. She reminded me of my grandparents' German shepherd, Nikki, who wore a groove around the perimeter of their yard with her vigilance. But she was stubby, like a sawed-off shotgun. Her breed was indicated as Beagle Shepherd Mix. I pondered the logistics of this coupling as I asked to spend some time with her. She had the frazzled look of a party girl who had been up all night, her coal-rimmed eyes bleary, her poor brain frazzled by drugs and drink and lack of sleep. I felt like a bouncer trying to guide a semi-conscious clubgoer into a waiting car. I wasn't convinced I would be a great dog mom, but I thought as long as the alternative was death, at least I could compete. Once her shelter hangover wore off, Abby wanted to run and play. I had to rush home from work every day and then walk a mile to the only park that seemed remotely safe to let her off leash. There I stood for an hour or more while she headbutted other restless puppies. Why had I thought this was a good idea? During my first weeks with Abby, a friend and I went to see The Perfect Storm, that movie starring George Clooney as a boat captain. As the lights went down, my heart began to race. I was thinking of Abby. What have I gotten myself into? I hissed to my friend. This dog controlled my life. On top of it all, she was scratching up my hardwood floors. My friend laughed. "It's just a dog," she said. Right, I thought, and this movie is about a light drizzle. In my defense, Abby didn't seem to love me either. She would walk ahead, occasionally glancing back at me. "You again," her eyes seemed to say. Every night, like clockwork, we went to the dog park. On the weekends, I took her on longer excursions, down past the dog park, deep into the woods. I let Abby run to her heart's content. Does love blossom from obligation? I don't know. For the longest time, I couldn't say I loved Abby, but I smoothed the edges of my resentment through repetition. I tread this faint path of devotion until caring for her no longer seemed so foreign. It just felt like my life.